Felix stood on the uppermost tip of a sandblasted crag which rose 300 meters above the desert floor. He stood with his black helmeted head thrown back, his arms hanging limply at his sides, his legs braced far apart. His eyes peered intensely into the gray-yellow sky. Inside the helmet, he worked frantically at the emergency recall key between his teeth. After several moments, he changed frequencies again, as he had done countless times before. And, as before, there was no response. Not on the emergency recall, not on the command channel, not on the ship's beacon. Nothing. There was nothing. He lowered his head and gazed, unseeing, at the breathtaking drop, millimeters away. He had to admit it. He was just what he appeared to be, just what he had been every second since, from the first few moments after transit to now, standing alone atop this majestic, totally alien peak. Alone. He was completely and utterly alone. He had hoped the altitude might make a difference to communications. He had hoped to climb above those blinding torrents of sand and any interference they might have caused him. But perhaps the sand had already done its job. Perhaps it had managed to infiltrate the suit and jam the relays, or maybe it had been that blaster fire or the impact of those bludgeoning claws. He doubted the last. Despite it all, he was physically unharmed. The suit had held. It was probably the interference from, what, the sand? How? Could be the magnetics, too. Something wrong with them here, they had said. Irregular, shifting. The polar interval was never where it was supposed to be. It was why missiles wouldn't track. Unless they've figured it out, too, he muttered at last, voicing it outright. Unless they, too, those masters of warfare at Fleet, had discovered what he had known for hours. They had no chance, none at all. Not here, he said, gazing blankly at the western foothills. Not on Banshee. For even in this supposedly deserted area, he had seen thousands upon thousands of ants. The blazer rifle lay at his feet, useless. Its barrel was warped from the heat of overload. The stock looked worse, crumpled and split from having been used in a way its creators had never intended, as a club. The suit had also been changed. The left shoulder was now dark green instead of black, where a full 20-second burst of heat ray had ruptured the thin outer covering of the plasteel. Other parts of the suit bore gray-brown splotches of the sands, which had clung to the black ant blood which had clung to the armor. The splotches were mostly thin, irregular streaks, except for those on his arms. There, a dense, unbroken coating of sand covered the plasteel completely, from biceps to fingers. Many, many ants. Idly, he kicked at the remnant of his blazer and watched it for the long seconds it took to fall. He sighed. Incredibly, he had but 63% power remaining after a mere 5 hours on the planet. Maybe they have figured it out at that. And run away. I would. He turned around and began the long, difficult descent with the unhurried manner of a man with nowhere to go and nothing to do. I would, he said to the wind.